My name is Hisakazu Hoshi. I'm the clinical professor at the University of Iowa. And we have a fabulous panel. We have a modulator, Dr. Yuman Fong, chair of the surgery at City of Hope, modulating this session. Please make your cell phone silent mode during the presentation. We have a case presentation first, and followed by the each speaker is a presentation didactic, and then followed by a case presentation discussion. We're going to come back to the same cases we present at the beginning. So if you could go through this first and remember what kind of questions, what kind of answers you chose, that will help later on. I do not have any financial disclosure, and the panel does not have any relevant financial disclosure either. These are the learning objectives of this session. As always, these are the checklist of your knowledge. Describe appropriate staging workups, create treatment plan appropriate for the stage, and identify advanced gallbladder cancer to utilize multidisciplinary treatment. These are the goals of your learning today. So we're going to go into the case. This one is a, unfortunately, I requested a audience response system, but this room is too large for that. So I don't have any fun of picking you, but if you can, pen and paper always works, like EMR, you know. So just do a mental record, or just write it down on your phone or any pen and paper. A 52-year-old female present to your clinic with incidental 1.2 centimeter polyp at the fundus of the gallbladder with ultrasound. Which of the following the most appropriate management? Open cholecystectomy, repeat ultrasound in 3 months, endoscopic ultrasound, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, and MRCP. So these are the choices. So if you can choose your answer. Gonna go to the second one. Second one, 68-year-old male undergoes laparoscopic cholecystectomy for suspected gallbladder cancer. Intraoperative frozen section shows T1B and 0 gallbladder cancer. There was a cystic node included that was negative. Preoperative CT showed no distant metastatic or regional lymphadenopathy. Which of the following the most appropriate treatment? Cholecystectomy alone, cholecystectomy with liver resection, cholecystectomy with liver resection, and portal lymphadenectomy, radical cholecystectomy with radiation therapy, simple cholecystectomy with radiation therapy. Okay, I'm gonna do a third case. Third case, 47-year-old female is referred to you with incidental T2 gallbladder adenocarcinoma after laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Which of the following the most appropriate management of laparoscopic port sites at the time of definitive operation? Routine resection, biopsy in the frozen section, if positive, then resection of the port sites, biopsy if there is gross disease, do not need to be addressed. Number four, this is the last one. 72-year-old female is referred to you with incidental gallbladder mass. CT and subsequent PET scans show following findings. Which of the following the most appropriate management? I'm going to let you see the CT and PET. Skip the last one. You have opportunity to see twice. The choices are, doesn't go. Radical cholecystectomy with nodal dissection, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, palliative care, those are the choices.